again thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I'd like for you to take your Bible today and turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. And I want to give an exhortation today to us that are here from the apostle who were exhorting a people of the good things about God and what God has done for us. We should always be reminded and thoughtful for the blessings that we have from the Lord, shouldn't we? Because God is so good to us. In the 18th verse, he said, in everything, to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of Jesus Christ. I want to speak on a thought today. And this time of the year, we have Thanksgiving, and be reminded of the good things that God has done for us. I think that he has given us a time and a season that even our forefathers saw the need to take time out to show their appreciation for the things that God had been mindful and thoughtful toward them in, that he had blessed and supplied their needs, helped them in good things, had blessed their health, had blessed their crops, had blessed their fields, their animals, kept everything for them, and all the good things that they had received, they just had at heart, that they felt they need to stop and give praise to God for all that he has done. I know and you know that our nation has been greatly blessed. I know that we can complain about a lot of things, and it seemed like the more blessed we are, sometimes we more attended to complain about some things whenever we should be thanking God for the good things that we have. And our nation, and we that are older people, know that we've been blessed mightily in our nation. I've never been in other nations, crossed out of this country, but I'm told about a lot of things that they suffer from and needs that they suffer from. I have been in communities in our country that's very poor and striving to have a lot of things that they don't have, seeing others blessed like they are. But brother, sister, don't forget to give God praise for what you've got. You could be a lot worse off than what you are today. I remember when I was coming up of having to carry the milk to the spring house and carrying the butter and putting it on top of the milk jar in the spring to keep the milk from clabbering so that we'd have milk for our meals and for cooking and whatever that they had need of. And when it come up a storm, we had to run to the spring and get the milk, because sometimes the branches would get up and carry the milk away, and we'd have to do without. And so we learned to beat the storm and get the milk before it washed away. I remember how hard it was to go to the woods and cut stove wood and firewood and bring it in. And then after we brought it in, to bust it and fix it to where it dry out. And that was hard work, hard labor. And when we went to the field, we used what we called a gooseneck hoe to hoe the corn. And my grandfather didn't have money to buy fertilizer, and so he hunted a place to rent where that we could dig out sprouts, we called them, young bushes, young trees are starting out. The ground was richer, and we could dig it out and then plowing the ground with the horses. There's a lot of roots in the ground that had to be broken. And when we'd break one with a plow, the root would fly and hit her shin. And we'd come out in the even, skin up pretty good. And those was times that were hard. And when we received the harvest, stripped down the corn and bottled a father, we called it, and put it in the field in shocks. And then we had a big hay frame that we had to put it on and haul it into the barn, and sometime we shocked it, what we called a shock, round a pole and tie it, because we didn't have room in the barn for all of these things. It was cold at times when we had to go out and milk the cow. And then sleeping in the house, we slept on what we called a straw tick. I don't know if you all know what a straw tick is or not. Some of you older people, I'm sure, do. Is when they took two sheets and sewed them together and put straw in it. When you went to bed, you had to scratch around about a half hour and make you a nest and get into the bed. And in summertime, we had to fight what we called the big bugs, cheeches. Scratch and pray for daylight because the bugs was hungry. But we had a tough time. Day came. When more modern time came, they could furnish better beds, when we could get a refrigerator, when they done away with the old crank washing machine, whenever they could have one that you didn't have to stand and run it through the rollers. Some of you remember these times, do you not? God has greatly blessed our country. I remember the time when we had just had a lamplight and we had to get the coil on, keep the lamps trimmed. And I remember when they turned the power on, $3 a month for electric. But it ain't that way today. But thank God that we have a better system. We have just push a button on the wall, and you don't have to carry the ashes out. And you don't have to get up and go start a fire in a cook stove or build a fire in a fireplace. Now, you that have experienced it, you know you stand and your shins would burn and you'd burn up this way and you'd turn around and you'd scorch on the other side. And the house was cold and it's hard to get warm. And sometimes you decided you might ought to stay in bed because you need to stay warm. But thank God we got warm houses. We got better furniture, have we not? We've got a lot, folks, to thank God for. I mention these things because we're living in a time when people are forgetting about God's blessing. right? When it seemed like people have come to the place with a comfort car instead of the old wagon that we used to have to go down and take our corn to get it ground. We have a comfort car, comfort trucks, do things with now, better tools to work with. And if we ain't careful, we get independent. We forget what God has done for us. Back when I come up, we could sleep with the door open. Nothing that ever bothers, just a dog trotting across the porch. But today, we got what we call mansions, we would then, and we have to lock the door to get some rest. But we thank God for our comfort place that we have to rest, and that God looks out for us and takes care of us. You see, the old plow that we used to plow with, a lot of folks has made mailbox posters out of it. I see it at farms. And what should we do? We should take this season that we call Thanksgiving, and we should do what the apostle said to do. Be thoughtful. Be thankful. Thankful that we've got what we've got. And remember God, who has blessed us to have what we got. I don't care what your situation is today. It can be worse, right? Every one of us could be worse than what it is today. Thank God for His wonderful, wonderful blessings. We've got better hospitals. We've got better highways. We've got better planes. We've got better systems to do things with. We don't have to go through the thorn patches that we used to have to go through. So take this season. Give God the praise that is due Him. Thank God for all the wonderful blessings that He is doing for us. We should always do that and be thankful, because God wants us to be. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy that he need to be thankful. And I'm certainly that he was on course with what he was thinking about when he was talking to him about being thankful for the good things that God was doing for us. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the third verse. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of these in my prayers night and day. If we're not careful, we can forget the people who have been a blessing to us, right? I had some people, not just the ones that raised me, worked and toiled and seeing to my needs, to give to me, but I had good neighbors that watched over me, and they spoke to me about, you be a good boy. And when I think how many, when I went to church, and those that held the leadership in the church, what a blessing they have been to me. What an honor that I had to have those people to lead and stand in the way and point me to the good cornerstone of the great church of God, and help me to stay on course with the Lord. It means something to have good leaders, people, forefathers who loved God, who were praying people, who were honorable people, who were people that you could look up to and be thankful that you had them. I remember when I first came here to Newark, to this camp meeting, some of the precious saints of God. Today I look around, their seat is empty. I miss those brothers, sisters. They meant a lot to me. They filled my heart with joy to watch them worship God and the good encouragement that they gave me when I met them and standing and worshiping God. Folks, it means something to see saints of God that have served God over the years raise their hands and clap them and give praise and glory unto the God that we serve. You go a lot of places today, we don't have that anymore. And we ought to be thankful. We got brothers, sisters that love God, still shouting the victory, holding that place for God. Brother Wilson, that used to stand here in this pulpit, in this congregation, preaching his heart out to the people, laboring, getting souls to heaven, desiring to help them and be a blessing. I miss that brother. I know you miss that brother. Not only him, but others stood here that has passed on before us. Their seat is empty today. We certainly need to remember they were a father in faith to you and I. I look back here in the back, and I see Brother Slessor. I remember Brother Slessor sat up here. He was so encouraging. When you preach, he'd always step forward, had good things to say, to embrace those that preach, give them encouragement. That brother means a lot to us. He's a father of faith. Today, things are happening. He can't do what he used to do. But we need to cherish him like he's cherished us. We need to remember him in our prayers. We need to pray for brothers like this because brother, sister, they've held the standard before us. They held up God in the church, and they love the church of God. We need to remember them. Yes, we do. Seats that are empty today. I look over here and see Sister Cumming. Brother Cumming, he used to sit up here. When I'd come in, I'd always go to Brother Cummings, and he blessed my heart. And I appreciated his way of leading singing. I always enjoyed his fellowship and his singing. Today, that brother's seat is empty. I miss that brother. And I'm sure Sister Cumming grieved at heart. Brother, sister, we need to remember them that have held their place and led the way before you and I and been an encouragement to us. You see, we're in a Thanksgiving service, and we need to be thankful for our fathers and for those of faith that have blazed the trail before us and helped us in the good things of God. It has meant much to me, to see these saints. Your good pastor here, Brother Decker, has always been encouraging. Always saying good things, always doing what he can to encourage me and to help me enjoy what I'm doing for the Lord. Now, that means a lot to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to you here at the church to have a leader that'll stand by you and help you and be a blessing to you whenever you need them. What if you had to do without these brothers and sisters that have been good warriors, that have fought the battle, that have prayed so many prayers? We need to pray and thank God. It means so much to have people laboring for God. I'm just doing my best today. I'm hoarse in my voice, but I'm doing my best to remind us this is a Thanksgiving season. Be thankful for what you got. It can be a lot worse with you. Be thankful for what you got. I've lived all these years and I've not had to do without anything to eat. You can tell that by looking at me. God's been good to me. And he's been good to you folks. And we need to be good to God. We need to praise our God and say, thank you, God, for looking on us and taking care of us and helping us in life. We've enjoyed the trip with the Lord, for he's a good God. David of old said, Psalms 136, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. What would it be if God didn't have mercy on us? It's his mercy that you and I are here today. If God had to give me justice, I wouldn't have been here. You wouldn't have been here. But I've got a lot to thank God for. He had mercy for me when I wasn't due it. But because he loved me, he had mercy on me. And I need to stop and say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your mercy. David said, give thanks unto God, for of God, give thanks unto God, the gods, for his mercy endureth forever. He's not just today. He was yesterday. He was last year. And he will be as long as time goes on. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. How good he is. David said, oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endure forever. To him who belongeth, doeth great wonders, for his mercy endure forever. When I read this passage of scripture, and I was thinking of this Thanksgiving season, this sister sitting down here in front of us that was so gloriously healed, got out of that wheelchair. When she was prayed for here and went home, next morning got up, everything was 100%. She put me in the mind of Peter and John when they went to the temple and the man was sitting begging money. Peter said, silver and gold have we none. Such we have, give thee in the name of Jesus. Rise and walk. That sister didn't walk up here, she run up here. And when she got up here, she showed us how high she could jump. She had joy in her soul. Now I want to be thankful with her. I want to thank God for being good to you, sister. He has blessed this sister. And sister, when God blessed you, he poured it all over us, didn't he? We just got a blessing out of seeing her heal. Now, sometimes we see people that are laboring and wanting to be healed. Well, hold on. Hold on. She was a long time, wasn't it, sister? If I understood her right, 2 or 3 months. I remember when I got healed. It was 3 months. I kept claiming it every day. But one day God spoke and said, where's your hurt? And I said, I'm healed. That's what this sister done. Sister, we got a good God. Folks, we got a good God. I'm thankful for Jesus today. I just love the Lord, don't you? I'm just thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to raise my hand today and say, thank you, God, for what I see you doing. Because he's doing good things. He's doing good things. You might be here and sick and say, well, he hadn't done that for me yet. Hold on. Hold on. He's got no respect of person. Hold on. He may try your faith. He may let you suffer a while. But through it, you gain better. And you get better. Your faith is better. And your experience will be richer. God wants you to be encouraged. He loves you as much as he loves anybody else. And he'll do just as much for you as he will anybody else. He's got no respect of person. David said to him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. Wife and myself, a lot of times riding in the car, I remind myself and I remind her as I look at that beautiful blue sky. Isn't that beautiful? As I look at these trees, God has decorated this earth so beautiful. Oh, he's put beautiful flowers around us, beautiful trees around us, and he just decorated things so beautiful. Did you know the sadness of this is a lot of people around us doesn't pay any attention to how beautiful God has made things. He didn't need it, but he's done it for me and you. Now I looked at a tree and I was out there looking at my pecan tree one day. I went back in the house and I said, I've learned something. I didn't know wood growed. I just always thought of it as a tree and a tree of growing. And I got thinking, you know, that's wood. And wood grows. And I didn't know how it growed. And I still don't know how it grows, but it grows. And I thank God. And when I got some pecans and began to eat them, I remembered what he told Adam. Live from the trees. There's good food in them trees. Amen. So I say, thank God for the trees. Thank God for the blessing of he's put here for you and me to enjoy. There's good food on them trees. Oh, yes, they are. He said, the sun rule by day, for his mercy endure forever. Amen. Do you realize how much you appreciate the sun? How much your thankfulness and how good it makes you feel when you see the sun come out? It's been cloudy, been dark, showers of rain, and maybe for a few days, and it's just gloomy. And you're kind of shut up. But then all of a sudden, you see the sun come out and begin to light up the globe and the face. And on top of that, you hear the little birds hit the trees, and they're singing. You know what God doing? Cheering us up. Cheering us up. Do you know, if we just stop and think, folks, we got so much to be thankful for. I couldn't help but my cup to run over. Night before last, sister coming and these were singing. So much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Good roof over her head. Good comfort bed to sleep in. Porch to sit on if you want to sit on the porch. Everything around you is here to cheer you up and to help you get a blessing. Folks, when you go out of this building today, remember, this is Thanksgiving season. Count your blessings. What God has done for you over the year. How many times you've called on Him. How many times He's come to your rescue. How many things He's done for you when you called on Him. And you're here today, sitting in a heavenly place. And I think we ought to be thankful for our congregation, thankful for the church, thankful for the good singing, thankful for the good prayers that go up, thankful for the good preaching of God's word, for all the wonderful shouts that we hear. Oh, we got so much to be thankful for. Folks, enjoy your blessings in the Lord. God is a good God. Yes, He's a good God. Let us all give praise, glory, and honor to Him. As you go from this place today, remember, you could have not been here, but today you're here because God brought you here, and He wants you to give Him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Shall we stand?